Today, I am starting the transmission of Dhamma Dzu. I will translate in English as a sacred instruction, practice, sacred practice instruction. So I will translate as that. But there might be better translation. And so Dhamma of the entire Vajrayana Buddhism. I should say Vajrayana Buddhism, because Vajrayana means Mahayana as well as Theravada, all in it. So you cannot separate water, coffee, cream, and sugar, you know, once you have it in a cup. So it is all mixed and all together. So therefore, the Dhamma is the sacred instruction of everything. So therefore, it is the sacred essence of Mahayana, Theravada, and Vajrayana. But then in Vajrayana, there is 8 lineage. Today, everybody says 4 school, sometimes 4 sects. For me, doesn't matter. You can call it 4 school, you can call it 4 groups, you can call it 4 institutions, you can call it 4 sects. For me, doesn't matter. But actually, it is 4 lineage. You know, 4 major lineage. It's like 4 big tree. So the entire tree have one trunk. So that is the major lineage. But each the trunk will have so many branches, and then branches will have so many little branches. So that way, each lineage is very rich, and it have sub lineage. So many sub lineage. And now the 4 major lineage, that's what everybody call it. But sometimes they also like to say that there was 8 lineage, but the 4 of them dissolved into these 4 lineage. It is true, but it's not exactly like that, you know, because all 8 lineage dissolve into each other. For example, with the Marpakaju, like us, we practice Kalachakra, that is from Jonangpa lineage. We practice, we are monk, we take ordination, that starts from Gampopa, who was a Kadampa, and we practice Shangpakaju lineage. So this way, it is all together, all inseparable. And at the same time, dissolved does not mean those lineage disappear. That is exactly the reason why the Jambun Kongtrul Lodre Thaye, the great, has compiled all these great treasures, and especially Dhamma Dzu, this treasure. Because this is the sacred instruction, practice of all the 8 lineage of Vajrayana Buddhism, which is Nyingma, Kadam. Kadam is later called Gelug. Lamde is later called Sacha. Then Marpakaju, we are part of it. And Shampakaju, also we practice Shampakaju. And Shichi, which is nowadays people call Chu. So there's so much in it, not just Chu, but there was so much in it. Shichi, Juduk, also known as Chonangpa. The Kalachakra is the main tantra of this lineage. And the Ujjin Nyendrup, which is also known as Ujjenpa or Dorjin Nyendrup. This is mainly Tsalung practice, Nadi, Prana, Bindu. So Prana, Bindu, Nadi practice, which is very much based on Vajrapani as the main deity. These are the eight lineages. And Jamgung Kongtrul Lodur Thaye the Great compiled it all together by going to all parts of Tibet to find masters who have the lineage of these sacred instructions. Regardless of their stature, regardless of who they are, some of them very common person, some of them housewife, some of them old widow, some of them just an old man living somewhere. So he went from highest gurus, highest gurus of highest stature, to persons of lowest stature, with whom the unbroken lineage is there. So he went all over the place and received the transmission of those lineages and then put it all together so that the lineage of the eight Vajrayana school will not disappear. When we say compile, sometimes you might misunderstand because, you know, I also can compile a few thousand volumes very easily because I have a few thousand volumes of Buddhist text with me. So I can just put them in different categories and compile them and then write a little, a few lines at the beginning of the volume, few lines at the end of the volume, and so that way it will be my compiled work. It is not like that. The Jamgung Kongtrul Lodur Thaye received the teaching, received the initiation, received the reading transmission, then he put it together. He just didn't put the text together. He put the lineage together. And that is why somebody like me able to receive it from my Vajradhara, the 16th Jarvakarmapa, you know, His Holiness Jarvakarmapa, of course. But I personally feel a little bit kind of, how do you say, no problem, there's no problem. But I find a little bit awkward, you know, when people call me all kind of titles, because most of these titles are Vatican title, and I feel like I'm stealing the Vatican title. You know, Vatican have to give me these titles of holiness, eminence, you know, all these things, and give me white hat, pink hat, all that sort of thing, you know, and they have never done that. So I feel a little bit awkward, but of course everybody call His Holiness. So for me, he is the holiest person in my life, and he is the Buddha himself for me. So therefore, I will call him anything, you know, like if there's such thing as holy, 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 holiness, you know, I will call him that 10 times. So that's all right. But Karmapa itself is actually his title. It's not his name. Karmapa is not his name. Karmapa means karma is a Sanskrit. Activity. So activity of all the Buddha, past Buddha, present Buddha, future Buddha. So that way, it is, for me, that is more than enough. and adding something holy, holy, holy on top of it does not make it holier. Since I know what karmapa means, you know, so it is very holy already. Anyway, it's all right. I'm just getting carried away and saying things. Now, come back to the Dhammanzu. Then the way you're going to receive the empowerment is exactly the way I have received the Dhammanzu empowerment from my Vajradhara. All the empowerment and sacred transmissions from 16th Jarakarmapa, and then the reading transmission from previous Sanjinimba Jumbuche. So this way, if I call Kamapa His Holiness, then I have to call Sanjinimba Rumbuche His Eminence. And so this is how it goes in the theocracy of the protocol of the theocracy of Vatican. Papal, not palpung, okay? Papal theocracy. Vatican is papal, right? So papal theocracy is holiness first, eminence, then right reverend, then reverend, then very venerable, and then venerable. Something like that. And then mother superior, father superior, you know, all kind of things. So these are very important, but when one mix it, then it becomes a little bit strange. It's all right. That's my problem. Now, way the empowerment and the transmission of the Dhammanzu is given is not exactly according to the order of the volume A, B, C, D, not according to that. According to the teaching, for example, the entire Dhammanzu is given as one transmission. Therefore, it starts with the Sakyapa lineage, Shenpa Jital, sacred instruction. Shenpa means attachment, grasping. Ji means four. Tal means free. So you have to be free from four kind of grasping. And first is grasping for this life. Second is grasping for anything that is for ourselves, for oneself. Third is grasping for everything that is samsari. And then fourth is grasping for view, the perception, the philosophical view, the perception. So all of that. So grasping on any of these, then will hinder your enlightenment. So you cannot expedite the path to enlightenment. It will hold you back, and it will become a hindrance. It will hinder. So therefore, these four Shenpa, you have to be free. And that is from the Sakyapa lineage, that is not volume A. So this teaching is first, and after that, the entire catalog index of the entire Dhammanzu, but it is not just an index for convenience sake. It is index for index like a teaching. This is the second. Then after that, then the Lamrim of the Kadampa, which is Gelu lineage. So this way, it is not exactly historical order, but it is not exactly volume order. And it is according to the order of the practice. So entire Dhammanzu is taught as a one practice from beginning to end. So this is important, very important, because then you will know what does really Rime means. Rime does not mean you mix everything. Rime does not mean you shake hands with the masters and followers of other school, take them to lunch, take them to dinner, invite them for tea, and exchange scarves, exchange gifts, and show teeth, you know. So human beings show teeth means we are friends. When dog shows teeth, then you better run. So there's differences, you know, for the same act actually. And now that does not mean that we are non-sectarian. That is just like a good diplomacy, you know, you being diplomatic to each other. That's nice, but that's not non-sectarian. And also you mix everything up like a pizza, because in Italy I heard that people invented pizza because they have leftover foods, and then they don't want to waste the leftover foods, so they put them all on top of a bread and put some cheese on it and then put in the oven and become pizza. And which is non-sectarian does not mean like that. The Jamgon Kongtrul Lodru Thaye, his main practice, his main school where he belong is Marpakaju and Shampakaju together. That is Palpung Monastery. And Palpung Yangchu, the Tsanda, is where he spent most of his life. And this is his retreat place, a sacred holy place of him. And now this way you can be Marpakaju, you can be Gelu, you can be Nyingma, but then you can be, at the same time, you should be non-sectarian. In my mind, sectarianism is not acceptable, because some people say, I'm not Kaju, I'm not Nyingma, I'm not Gelug, I'm non-sectarian. I find that is very, very strange. Maybe I'm wrong, and also I find it a little bit offending and a little bit arrogant, because it is saying that Kajupa is no good, Gelugpa is no good, Nyingmapa is no good, I'm good because I'm nothing. You know, so for me, nobody is allowed to be sectarian. Everybody should be non-sectarian. But you practice what you practice. You cannot practice everything. You know, you practice whatever you practice. And you belong to one particular lineage. You follow one particular lineage. And then everything should become a great support for that practice, that lineage. You should be like a river. River should be one. But then all the other small streams from all over the place and other big rivers should join this river, so that this river become bigger and bigger, and at the end it goes to the ocean, which is the ultimate of all the river. And so once Dhamma practice should be like that, then you are really non-sectarian. Otherwise, we might end up with ninth lineage, which is non-sectarian lineage. So Nyingma, Kaju, Sacha, Gelu, etc., etc., and non-sectarian, the ninth one, a new lineage. So therefore, somebody will say I'm Kaju, and somebody will say I'm non-sectarian. And it's a new one. And that is not solving any problem. It's actually creating one more problem. And non-sectarian example for me is Jamgon Kongtrul Lotu Thaye. And so this is very clear, and it is black and white in volumes. And this is example of non-sectarian for me. Now you will be receiving according to this particular order, as I have received, you are receiving it. And some of these reading transmissions I have to read three times. So there's only about 20 day and many volumes. Therefore I cannot talk very much. But at the end of each one of these main reading transmission, it is my duty to explain the essence of it as part of the transmission. So that I will do my best.